On October 6, 1965, Michael Ulrich wormed into a tight cave crevice three times to extricate a trapped schoolboy.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others.
The previous morning, Morris Batesold had been exploring a side fissure off the main passage of Wildcat Cave near Hinckley, Ohio. The 15-year-old had wriggled in about 25 feet when he slipped and became wedged horizontally in a crack just 9 inches wide and 4.5 feet high. Rescue attempts failed because no one could fit into the narrow fissure. The boy had been trapped nearly 24 hours when Ulrich, a 15-year-old Eagle Scout, volunteered to help. With two ropes tied around him and holding two others, he squirmed into the cave and eventually reached Batesold's feet. Working with only his left hand, Ulrich managed to tie a rope around one of the boy's legs and then backed out. Others pulled on the rope but couldn't budge Batesold. So Ulrich crawled back in, tied Batesold's legs together, and wriggled out again. Rescuers lifted Batesold's hips, but his chest remained wedged. So Ulrich wormed in a third time and was able to get another rope around Batesold's torso. Lifting him slightly, rescuers slid grease boards under him and finally extracted Batesold from the crevice.
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. Visit carnegiehero.org.